This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back to the to another episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast. The Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the bottom square today, coming live from Austin. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Well, boys, Matt's all pumped up on methyl blue, and I'm looking to follow him into the darkness, so let's go. Actually, Matt and I are sick, so we're hanging on for dear life.
Up there in the top square, blasting live from the desert. Matt, Cobb, the producer of FCTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, it's good to see you boys. Already having a lot of fun on here. Now the mics are on, let's keep it rolling.
What are you guys, fighting a little cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly feel like I might have COVID, but it's tough to say. The back of my throat hurts. My nose is really stuffed up. I don't know at this point. I've seen that COVID, what's it called? COVID numbers have popped off. And there was somebody who camped with us at Burning Man who had COVID. So it's possible that I got it. Tough to say.
Yeah, the other issue too is that like I just know from talking to everybody I know, like all those kids went back to school in the last couple of weeks, so like they're all sick. Then the parents get sick, bring it into work. It's funny, I heard you guys when I was getting something before the cast. You're both like, "Yeah, I don't feel good," and I was like, "I feel all right right now, but there's definitely like a little nasal drip in the back of my throat." I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna blast this out before the weekend. Got a big weekend planned."
And I feel like those things can be self-fulfilling, too. Like, you kind of feel sick, and then you're like, maybe I am sick. Maybe I'm not sick. Wait, what's the big weekend?
Oh, Saturday, I, well, you know what? I'll call them out. I won't name them, but a mutual friend of Matt and I's was like, hey, like, all right, you know what? I'm a bitch for a minute. All right,
let's go.
So this person lives in another city, and they reached out to a mutual friend of ours on June 20th and said, hey, I think I might be able to get tickets for the Oregon versus Colorado game, Coach Prime, if you want to go. So my buddy was like, yeah. So then this guy hits me up on June 22nd, 2 days later, and was like, actually, I might have a third if you want to go. So usually I try to, like, I got stuff going on, but I replied within an hour, just yes. Like, I want to see Coach Prime in Buffalo or Colorado, see what's going on. So no word, nothing, no big deal. But then it's getting to be, what was it, like last Thursday? So finally I text the dude just like, hey, man, am I still on the list? Because he said May for that, you know, for Coach Prime versus the Ducks, like top 25 matchup. And he's like, oh, I should check on that. I haven't really checked. And then the next day he's like, sorry, man, couldn't pull them off. Turns out those tickets are hard to get. Like, yeah, it's like the hardest ticket in the country right now is to get a ticket to a Colorado game, much less playing Oregon in Oregon. And it's, you know, a top 25 matchup. So
yeah, that's insane. The whole city of Eugene shuts down for every game.
Oh, dude, trust me. I had a masterful plan, right? Because it's a 12:30 kickoff. I was like, all right, we'll just cruise down Friday night, stay with our buddy. He lives like outside of Portland, like south of Portland. And I was like, screw it. We'll just get up in the morning. We'll drive down there. You know me. I'm already looking up lots, pay lots. Where can we tailgate? Like, I'm like, screw it. This is a massive game. We just show up with a cooler, put down a few drinks, roll in, watch this game.
Let it flow.
So that's off. But the good news is, so then my Saturday really opened up. But Washington, who is rolling right now.
Let's go, dogs.
Jesus, they're good. Penix is the truth, man. He is him.
Yeah.
But they have a 7:30 kickoff. So got my Terps on at 12:30. I'm going to watch that game. And I'm going to light rail down to Husky Stadium and, you know, get a nice tailgate in and go see a game.
Ooh, a purple night game? Dude, that's... And especially early in the season, too, when it's like still nice out, that's huge. That could be the game of the year. Who do they got?
Cal.
Ooh, okay.
And I hate Cal.
What was her name? Just kidding.
During the pandemic, me and my buddy just like, when there was no sports, we would just sit on Zoom. And somehow we got really into like fight songs. Because remember, I had to host those Friday night Zooms. So one Friday night was like, hey, learn your college fight song. So then we looked up the Washington fight song, and it's this just insane story of like, what's it like, 19? What's the famous World's Fair in San Francisco? Like 1920?
I'm not quite sure.
So up until this time, like Washington's up here playing football with like Washington State, I think like the Oregon schools, but like Cal's only playing rugby. So the World Fair is going to start. So the Seattle, I forget which paper it was, puts out this whole ad of like some cheap ticket price and like, get on the boat. We're going to hop on this boat. We're going to sail in to San Francisco, and we're going to go play Cal in football. And this is kind of how like it the rivalry kind of starts. But like the original fight song is brutal. They're talking about going into the cage and snaring that bear and dragging him out and this and that. And like, and after war, that's right, it was later because it was after World War I. So in World War I, it was a big deal, and sadly people didn't get bodies back of the soldiers that had died. So like in the fight song, it's like, we're taking that bear out of his lair like with a golden snare, and then we're taking his body back to the Northland. Like, you're never getting this stupid bear body back. So then it was at that point that I decided, you know what, fuck Cal.
Damn. For people listening at home, these kind of like college folklore tales are like crack cocaine to my boy Ted Smith. This is better than porn for the man.
So yeah, so that's my big play of this Saturday. I'm like, ooh, get in like 3 hours of tailgating, you know, Saturday evening kickoff, put on the hoodies, like, let's go.
Tailgating Ted, baby. Dude, that's awesome. That's huge.
By the way, I thought about you two today. I was driving home from work, had to make a couple stops, and I was like, I had to put on a hoodie because I was getting a little chilly. I was like, oh, I love it. But I'm like, these, I don't know if these two, maybe Matt. I was like, I don't know if Kyle would be on board.
No, I was in a tank top today. I would not be.
I thought about taking my shirt off during the intro because it's just out of logistics. It's hot.
Matt, it's no wonder that we're the most hated characters on this cast. We are despicable. Like, we are heels, you know?
I just imagine us like going back and forth week to week, like depending on the listener. They're like, this week I'm tired of Matt. This week I'm tired of Kyle. These vitamin D loader upper idiots.
Dude, if their stock is down, they're tired of me. And I don't know if they're, if they're like wet and cold, they're tired of you.
Matt, I don't know why he lets you put a we in that. Cobb is clearly the most hated person on the podcast. You don't have to go down with this ship just because he's looking for a buddy.
That's fair. Hey, every show needs a heel, baby.
But seriously, like up here in the Northwest, it is definitely fall. Like it flipped over. But actually, the summer wasn't very hot. You know what I mean? We only got like 2 or 3 days in the 90s. So like,
oh, really?
Yeah. And last weekend, like last Saturday was beautiful, man. It was like still like high 70s, almost 80s. Like it was nice out.
Yeah, it was nice when I was up there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was awesome weather. And then
fall
and
spring are great up there. Like it's just those fall, like when it's actually fall and spring, and like I can live with the gray. It's just that, you know, if it's particularly wet fall or spring and it feels more like winter, particularly spring, because then it feels like it's dragging on, you know, it can get a little bit brutal. But like when Ted, when you say like, oh, it's just a great fall Northwest day, like you were describing last Saturday's weather and what you're doing this Saturday, and I'm picturing, you know, the weather of the Seahawks opener, like seeing that, like when the Northwest is on in fall or spring, it's tough to beat, man. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I stole this from Cobb, but I would still say September is arguably the best month in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Because you still pop some 80s, some low 80s. You know what I mean? Like, anytime I can go swim in a body of water because it's hot enough during the day and then wear a hoodie at night, I'm like, this is ideal.
And then football's on. I remember you were over at the lake one day on the first college football Saturday of the season. And that was just like perfect conditions weather wise, football starting, and it was just one of those days that it's like it's tough to beat, man.
Well, that's it. I mean, Colin Cowherd, right? He's on Fox now. He was on ESPN forever, but like that used to be his line when people be like, people in like LA just don't care about sports as much. And it's like, they do, but you can go swimming. Like the beach is right there. You know, like, and I brought this up before, but Cobb will attest, like the mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, once you get past like a little bit of October, like it could be miserable. So it's like, of course football matters more. Or like traditional Big Ten powers like Michigan, Ohio State. It's like, yeah, man, it's November. This sucks out here.
Yeah, 100%. Like this weekend I was watching UT, and in between like, you know, quarters, I was jumping in the cold plunge. I mean, it's like just body of water and football all pair well together.
They do. Eventually in Vegas, I want to go to that one place that has the giant pools and the giant screens outside to watch. What's it? Circa?
Oh, I saw that.
Circa Sports. I'm just like, oh, I mean, sitting in a stand. The beers. It's like, sign me up.
Yeah. Seriously.
So I want to talk about fall. Also, you guys will be proud. Last weekend, the first Seahawks game, I went and tailgated. And then last weekend, man, I was up early. Your boy was on it. Got up early to watch some F1 into Arsenal. And then 10 o'clock Hawks kickoff. I made breakfast sliders, boys. Bacon, egg, and cheese, provolone, King's Hawaiian.
Oh, like, King's Hawaiian. Damn.
Right, spread this little butter mixture on top and then baked them for a little bit. Just top notch.
Did you have a couple of people over?
Yeah. Mike McKenzie came by and his wife. Yeah, they came by and stuff. So it was a good day. And it was sunny and it was a goddamn amazing game. Did you guys watch it, the Seahawks game?
Oh, yeah.
Only part of it.
Oh,
so good. Man. I mean, you'd like your team to win by 14, but damn, that game was fun and exciting. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, I told all my neighbors, like, just so you know, it'll get loud on Seahawks Sundays. But last Sunday, they definitely heard the noise.
Man,
that's awesome.
So, Cobb, you may not know this because you don't follow sports at the level that Ted and I kind of do. So one of Detroit's players, like, Detroit's been on a good tear, and then he was like, I want the whole crowd to get blue ski masks, right? You heard about that?
Dude, I saw that the guy who anchors the local news was wearing a blue ski mask.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So after the Hawks won, did you see what happened?
Mm-mm.
So one of our rookies got one of them and was wearing it in the locker room, and they were just going crazy for it. And he posted it to his Instagram story, and the internet just, like, blew up with it. But, like, they were in Detroit's locker room with the blue ski mask on, celebrating in their house. And it was, I mean, it was met for a week two matchup against Detroit. I didn't think it would be possible to get that worked up as a fan and as the team in general, but, like, seeing them with those blue ski masks in the locker room was especially sweet.
Oh yeah, I see it right here. Jarek Reed. Oh yeah. My God. That is a pretty big flex.
Yeah.
And the dude from Detroit, right? I think he's like a rookie. Like, honestly, like, I liked it, right? He's like, look, we're going to go take what we want, like, this and that. But then he added, like, you know, we're the villains, so we're going to play the part. And I was like, ah, easy, new guy. Like, Detroit can't be the villains. Nobody cares about Detroit Lions football. Like, you've never even been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. And we're sick of seeing you lose on Thanksgiving.
Right? It's an annual tradition. Watch the Lions lose. And, I mean, look, Matt's right. They were on a roll. They beat the Chiefs. But, like, yeah, that was just a big momentum. Just a fun game to watch, right? Overtime, plays going back and forth. Like, I was like, this is why you get up and watch this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, they had the Chiefs and then the Seahawks back to back.
Correct.
Yeah.
God, strength of schedule. Damn. That's like South Carolina's schedule. Which, did you catch any of the South Carolina Georgia game?
I did not.
I almost texted you because South Carolina was up big at half. Unranked South Carolina over number one Georgia in Georgia.
Oh, between the hedges.
Yeah.
I did end up getting to watch the bulk of that Colorado State game, though.
So good.
It was. I mean, the first three quarters were pretty ugly football, but I enjoyed it. Went to overtime, and I was like, man, this is nice. Like, having college football, like, a meaningful game on, not just some random Hawaiian, you know, Hawaii's playing somebody in the Mountain West, and I'm watching that like a nerd.
Dude, how about this? Here's another reason to hate me. So they do little free concerts before the UT games at home. We had Big Boy playing like a block from the house.
Are you free serious? Concert.
Yeah. Tight.
What?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Texas football is just on another level. You had Big Boy as a free
guest. Last year I saw Nelly as a free guest, Third Eye Blind, and somebody else I can't remember.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. They do them out on the LBJ lawn.
Damn.
How you'd like that.
It's even weirder. Like, there's an LB. Did he go to Texas?
I mean, I'm assuming he was like a powerful governmental figure in Texas, and the, you know, Congress is like right here, the Capitol. Austin's the Capitol, obviously. There's an LBJ library on campus at UT, and then the LBJ lawn is in front of the library, so not sure.
All right. Because I was like, I mean, he became president there, but not under great circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was Dallas, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, Texas. I went to that site. That's a different podcast, but man, wild.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys like, what do you think recently, like, where you're just like, man, I'm getting old?
Dude, I have the perfect one. Yesterday I'm on the elevator, and, like, you know, whatever, I'm 36. I have, like, a lot of gray hair. I'm just wearing a t-shirt, like, what I think are cool shorts. Got on the elevator. I'm with the dog, Ricky. And just going up, this cute chick gets on. She's, like, you know, just very attractive, but kind of young, pretty skinny. She's probably, I don't know, 23 or something. And I look over, and I'm just like, huh, And she's got cargo pants on, like full cargo pockets, just kind of the whole thing, like straight out of 1997. And I go, huh, cargo pockets are coming back, huh? And she goes, oh, they've been back for like 3 years.
Oh.
I literally didn't. We didn't exchange another word, dude. I didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. It's like, all right. Noted.
Stop talking to me, old guy.
Yeah, seriously. Well, so that's how that went. What's been making you feel old?
Well, I was gonna say that's the other problem with fashion, right? Because like Miles was talking today, he's like, I'm wearing Birkenstocks, like I'll never go back, this and that. And I was like, yeah, Birkenstocks are cool, but like if you're in your 20s, they're kind of in. And I'm like, I'm 42, I'll just look like a weird crunchy dude rolling around in Birkenstocks.
Yeah, it is age. I remember when I was young, like seeing older guys wearing the stuff we were wearing, and it didn't actually look good. Like you expect older guys to wear stuff that older guys wear. So I don't try to go with the current fashion, you know?
It's tough. Once you get to like middle age, like you guys still got a couple of years, but like, yes, it's like you're not old enough to just be like, I'm going to wear what I want. I don't care. But also like you don't want to be like the old dude trying to look hip.
Dude, I always complain about this in Texas when it's hot. It's like all you can wear is shorts and a t-shirt. Like everything else you just sweat through. Like it's just too hot. It's my number one conversation starter with guys in their mid-30s here. I'm just like, what do you wear? And they're like, I know, man. You can't wear anything. You can't wear dress clothes. You sweat through them.
The main reason I asked is I don't know if I brought this up last week. It's been 2 weeks. I've gone twice. I'm fully entrenched in the Costco lifestyle.
Let's go, Ted. That's right. You're an executive member now.
I'm executive member. And now that I have a bigger place with pantries, I just have flats of like Gatorade, small little Gatorades, protein shakes, like flats of water. Like you should see the amount of already pre-cooked like chicken and like these little packages I just have in my fridge. Like,
oh yeah,
like a giant bag of sheet pan vegetables that are frozen. You just throw them on there. It's like now my home, it's like, oh, at any given time, there's a meal ready to be made.
Dude, that's the thing. It makes a lot of sense. Like you and I were city dwellers. It didn't really work for us. The thing is, I feel like the cautionary tale of Costco is at first you're going to go in there and you're gonna be like, this food looks pretty good. Like, oh, these samples, like, oh, they take good care of me here. Like, I'm going to get, maybe a hot dog, maybe a slice of pizza. And you're going to start to love it. And then at some point, I don't know when it's going to be. It could be tomorrow, could be a year from now, Ted. But out of the corner of your eye, you're going to catch a glimmer of like a UW sweatshirt. I bet that'll be like the intro. And you'll be like, that thing looks kind of nice. Maybe I should just try it on. You're like, it's kind of cheap. I don't want it. Smash cut 3 years from now, you'll be my dad and you'll be dressed in only Costco Kirkland signature head to toe. And it is not a good look, my guy. Don't buy clothes from Costco. They're ill-fitting. They're not the best quality. They will entice you with amazing prices. Buy two and it's crazy cheap. Don't buy clothes at Costco. I promise you, you will regret it.
That's what everybody asked me. Have you started buying clothes there yet? And I go, not yet. But don't trust me, dude. I had a Seahawks long sleeve t-shirt in my hand and I was looking at some jackets. See, I need a new shell.
Didn't I say? I mean, I said UW, but Seahawks, same thing. I will allow their socks, pretty legit. They bring in the sock game, but dude, just, you want to look like an old guy real quick, put on some Court Classics, aka some Dad Force Ones, and it's over, man. At that point, you're done.
All right. So there's a brand that I'll shout them out because I'm a big, big supporter, but I discovered them at Costco. I think it was probably, I don't know, it could have been like a shirt or short, but I'm pretty sure it was underwear. But it's the brand 32 Cool. And I just order like half my clothes just come from their website. And I'm like, I'm not shopping at Costco, but I'm like, I mean, I did. I'll get socks and underwear from Costco, no shame. And then like I have shirts from them. I have multiple styles of shorts from them. And it's as cheap as Costco on their website. If you spend over like $35, you get free shipping, and it's work to spend over $35 to get that free shipping to kick in because they're such good deals. Yeah, shout out 32 Cool. I love you guys. I don't shop at Costco for clothes, technically.
Well, the other problem is too, is like, it's well documented that I enjoy going just to the grocery store, right? Just walking around, looking at stuff. Like Costco, man. I mean, I'm in there. I'm in there for an hour, just perusing the aisles, looking at stuff, planning like some kind of watch party or something, right? Like that giant shrimp cocktail is staring me down. But I was like, wait a minute, I don't need a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
And
you don't need a half gallon of hummus.
That is the issue with some of the things, right? Because I bought like this tray of like you know when you get like Italian meats and they're like wrapped around cheese already.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, I'll get that for Sunday. But I still have two containers of it left over. I was like, all right, I'm bringing that to the tailgate.
Yeah. At a certain point, it's like I need more friends.
Yeah, well, and it was just really like three of us here watching the game. Like the mayor came by early, but he only stayed for like a half. And then it's like, yeah, we got a lot of food. Also, churro donut bites. Just trust me. If you go to Costco, I would say you need to have people. I took a bunch of them into work. They were awesome. And on a Sunday morning, it's like, look at us having churro donut bites.
Dude, that's huge. Can I make one more prediction? I've lived. Okay, so I grew up in Juanita, which, you know, quasi Kirkland, whatever, Kirkland Signature, one of the homes of Costco. And I feel like I have a weird insight into Costco. My cousin worked there for 15 years. My parents probably went there every weekend for the better part of a decade. And the one prediction I have for your life, Ted, is this year you're going to end up buying at least one Christmas gift there. Next year, you'll buy at least three Christmas gifts there. The following year, 5 to 10 Christmas gifts. It will slowly take over your whole Christmas list.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, I have the credit card.
All right, then in that case, I'll take some thermal gloves.
I looked at them. I already looked. They have Christmas stuff out. I was already like, all right, use some nice decorations. Like, I got to put something out there on those hedges.
Exactly, man. But
you're right. I feel like an old man, but I'm just like, God damn, Costco's awesome. Like, I don't know.
Costco brings that value.
The other thing is, too, you need space for it. Like, I just wouldn't have room to keep flats of beverages and cases of protein shakes around. But it's like, well, now I got extra cupboard space and a pantry. It's like, all right, I'll just put them in here.
Exactly. Dude, the other thing I was going to ask is, what's your go-to item at the food court? Or do you try to avoid that altogether? I know you eat pretty healthy.
I have not stopped at the food court yet, but
wow, that's self-control right there.
I've gotten a rotisserie chicken each time I've gone.
Wow, if nothing else impresses the listeners, that should, because that thing calls my name like a siren in the night, dude.
Also, last week they have these new Southwestern chicken wraps. Picked up a box of those. They're pretty good. I was like, damn. All right, well, that, and I started following some girl on Instagram. She's in Texas. She goes to Costco like three times a week and just tells you the new deals and stuff. I almost texted Matt because they have little F1 diecast cars.
What?
Matt, I was taking a picture of them, and then out loud I went, why am I doing this? Just
crying. That's awesome.
I was just like, I'm way too hyped.
Everyone's been to Costco. That's rad, dude. Bro, you're never gonna believe these big screens. That's rad, dude.
The chicken bakes are my go-to at the food court. But I've been going to Costco for years. I just realized the other day that they sell the chicken bakes in the freezer section. You can make them at home. I didn't get them, but they're so damn good. I was like, I don't know if I can have these in the house because they're so good, but they got a lot of protein.
That's my strategy. I got to keep bad stuff out of the house. I got a Costco trivia question for you guys when you're ready.
All right, real quick, though, that's why I took the leftover churro bites to work. And like Thrill had one. He's like, oh, man, I could eat a bunch. I go, yesterday was Sunday. We were watching football. No worries. But I was like, they weren't going to stay in my house during the week.
Yeah, that was a good move. Do you take them on the train?
I think I drove in Monday.
Drive in. Oh, okay, nice. My only piece of Costco trivia. Ted, are you familiar with the food court items yet or not really?
Oh, yeah. I've known
hot dog, pizza. Okay, cool.
Matt's right. That chicken bake is amazing.
Matt and Ted, which item in the Costco food court has the highest fat content?
Oh, the Caesar salad.
Caesar salad, yeah.
Damn, all right. Maybe that's more widely known than I thought.
No, I think you've just asked us before or told us.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What do you want me to say? We're like 400 episodes in, boys.
I learned it's all it from you, man.
I only know so much. I wish we had the ability to like immediately play the clip back over the top of this. Like 9 years ago, I'm like, all right, boys, this is gonna blow your mind. Yeah.
But I mean, does that matter anymore?
What do you mean? The fat content of a salad?
I mean, it does, but also I feel like nutrition's changed so much now. It's like what was that movie you took me to see? That was pretty good.
Oh, about. That thing was crazy. Yeah, what was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but it just like, right, it's like right in the 80s.
Is it Fed Up?
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't know.
But in the 80s, right, kind of screwed everybody over. Like, oh, we got to get rid of fat, so we got to pump it full of salt and sugar so it tastes good.
And did that like, movie yeah, talk about how Coca-Cola funded that science?
I don't know if we had now, but I'm saying like nowadays, I'm like, all right, it's got a lot of fat in it. Like how many carbs, how much protein? Go ahead and eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Big sugar pushed the anti-fat agenda propaganda on us all. It's pretty shady stuff, but yeah, fat's not the issue. I mean, some of it, but yeah, the sugar is really what would get you, as it turns out.
How crazy is it that we cannot get accurate nutritional information and recommendations from our government? That's wild. Yeah. That industries can affect something like that's like hard science.
Yeah. Sugar lobbyists, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Boys.
Look, there was already lobbyists for all that. I mean, look, that's part of the reason weed took forever to get legalized in any state or anything else, was because all the American beer companies, when they were here, would throw millions at it not to get it legalized. Because I mean, look, I enjoy both, but I certainly am much more like, if I'm sitting around like tonight, like, yeah, I'll smoke some weed after this, but like I'm not gonna drink a beer. Or I mean, sometimes even just when you're drinking beers watching football and you end up, then it's like smoking a bowl afterwards, it's like, god damn, I've been nursing this beer,
dude. It is crazy. Like you know, I don't want to blame all of them, but the boomers did like really pillage the landscape, like post World War II, biggest economic boom in human history. And like what they've left us with is a minefield. It's wild. If you think about like housing prices, healthcare costs, insurance, transportation costs, like wild, boys.
You nailed it. It's about being like, damn, this is crazy. Like everybody gets really pissed off about all this stuff. And I just think it's a little better for your health to sit back and be like, damn, this is crazy, dude. Like, just to have that little more observant mindset and not get so caught up in the emotion is probably better for your health. It's crazy.
And I don't think it's like, I don't blame the boomers, because the programs and everything that were set up after World War II and this and that, like, it's great stuff, right? Especially the problem is somewhere in like the 80s and 90s, and you look at, you know, like Wall Street and Gordon Gekko and greed and this and that. And then you see the top echelon, the CEOs, like their salaries are just skyrocketing. And like all of a sudden, the average employee, what's used to be like, what, like the CEO made like 10 to 1 and now it's like something insane.
212 or something.
Yeah, or like 160 or something to 1. So I think that's a massive difference, too, is like, and I get it. Everybody fell into it. Everybody's like, no, business, free markets, this and that. And it's like, I'm with you, but there's also consequences, right? I mean, hell, look at you know, like, well, we'll just, you know, and then now we have states competing. Come to our state to build your cars, you know, like we don't care, like you don't need this,
taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Ted, you'll love this. The AFL-CIO says the average S&P 500 company CEO to worker pay ratio is 272 to 1.
Oof,
yeah. That's wild. 272 to 1. That's crazy. For every dollar you earn, that guy earns 272.
Right. Now, the one bad thing I will say about boomers, and my parents are boomers and stuff, is like, you can't get mad at younger people now as they can't afford stuff they need. Like, crap. Stuff we don't need is so affordable, right? Like, TVs are cheap. Like, awesome TVs. Anybody can buy an awesome TV. You can buy an awesome couch. Like, but like, right, like, housing costs more, food costs more, gas costs more. It's like, that's, then they go, they don't work hard enough. Like, that's where they lose me.
I always say, dude, it's all, everything is cheaper except the four unavoidable expenses: housing, education, transportation, and what's the last one? Healthcare.
Oof.
The four things you can't avoid are all 100 times more expensive. And you know what? Unlike you, I do blame the boomers. They squandered something amazing where Other countries like Norway put aside a huge sovereign wealth fund that takes care of everyone. U.S. could have done that, didn't do it. Anyway, c'est la vie.
That's funny. I'm watching it's an old series from 2016, but it's like a comedy series about these Vikings in Norway in like 790.
And they're getting free healthcare.
No, it's just, over here. It's just funny you brought up Norway because like they're Vikings, so they're still really harsh, but they also like joke around and like, I don't know, the head guy is like somebody was complaining, he just like punches him in the face, then he walks over to his second in command. He's like, was that too much? And he's like, no, you're supposed to be scary and mean. And he's like, okay.
That's awesome.
It's literally called Norsemen.
That's actually tight. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes. Like, I'll watch it tonight. All right, let's take a break here and we'll come back with some emails. What's Matt and the cop?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Topic. All right, welcome back. Thank you to our sponsors, and special just because I love you. Thanks to Costco. All right. Cobb, I heard we got a lot of emails this week.
Yep, we got a full slate of one. Good people, great beer garden. Hey, guys, checking in from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Been listening to the greatest podcast in all the land since all day one.
All the land.
Oh,
let's go, dude. Nice, Jordan. Yeah, okay, he did use his name. Thank God. Over Labor Day weekend, I was on the Cape for a men's league baseball tournament. Yes, baseball, not softball. So, you know, I had to stop in for a cold one at the Smith Family Beer Garden. awesome spot to hang for a bit and catch some live music. We always hear about Ted's affinity for Red Bones Barbecue in Somerville. Cobb, any favorite haunts from your Boston days? LARP on, Jordan. Oh, wow. And he actually threw some picks in here. Dude, that's awesome. Smith Family Beer Garden's looking good, man. A lot of people in there, too.
Dude, it looks awesome. And I hope, Jordan, I hope you talk to one of the bartenders, because I think all the bartenders are my cousins.
Yeah, I'll probably like look similar enough to you. For my Boston days, I mean, we stayed pretty. I liked Antuanua's, but I think that might be gone. You know what? I feel like just the food, like all the pizza places in Boston. What's the one in? Hold on. God, of course, since we're on the cast, I'm on the spot. There's a pizza place in the North End. It's like a famous sort of like touristy spot. I want to say it's like Roseanne's or something. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But the nice thing is there's another location near Fenway that nobody ever goes to for some reason. So I just pop over there. Yeah, I don't know.
I would also throw in, I don't remember the name of it, but in Somerville, there was just some great delis too. I like one of the best like deli sandwiches in my life there. And then if you're ever going just down the Fenway and you're not going to the game, just go downstairs to the bleacher bar.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Pizzeria Regina. Sorry. Now I'm just like, now I'm on a map of Boston and it's all coming back to me.
I should also go back to Somerville. Talk about how much I love Red Bones and stuff. I'm like, Jesus, that was probably 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, that's, oh God, this is crazy, boys. Just looking at a map is like, it's taking a step back in time in my life. Oh yeah, Cleveland Circle, Pino's Pizza, hitter, absolute hitter. Rogie's, hitter. Cityside Tavern, hitter. Eagles Deli, hitter. Wow. Yeah, there's some spots, but almost everything I know is in Chestnut Hill, man. Sorry. We were insulated like that.
I'm glad you went to the Smith Family Beer Garden, though. Those boys got that thing popping off, man. And it looks right. It looks awesome. Like plenty of room, like stuff to like beers, snacks. You got popcorn. You got the food truck there. I'm like, that is awesome. I also, it's funny, now that my cousin has a beer garden, I was at like an outdoor like bar area. And somebody was like, I don't understand why there's not more chairs in here. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, look at all this space. There's not more chairs. And I was like, actually, I know the answer to that now. Is that like a lot of the I don't know how Washington State is, but I know like my cousin, like you can only put so many chairs out there. It's like, you know what I mean? Like you can only have so many seats, but like you can still have people stand at tables, which is fine. And like somehow they don't count. But it's like you can only put.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I was
Washington
like,
is not like that.
Okay. I was like, yeah, some places just have rules on what you can do. And then it was funny talking to my cousin. He's like, man, people like a stand up like bar top. And I was like, ooh, in a beer garden. I said, I could be there for 4 hours. I'll almost always take the stand up table. And like, I was like, I don't know. I feel like I can move around, get beers quicker. Like if Matt randomly shows up, like, dude, just stand over here with us.
Yeah. You can like chat with other people. You can kind of circulate and like work the crowd a little bit. It is better than being just like locked in. I like locked in if you're watching a game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the big difference. All right. Well, I guess we're done with emails. Let's see what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Check out what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Check out what's back.
So earlier you asked like how we know we're getting older.
Yep.
I was sick this weekend, so it wasn't super eventful. And we already talked about the Seahawks and the Buffaloes. I'm the most diehard new Colorado fan imaginable. Me and 8 million other people. I am all in with Coach Prime. It's awesome. So those games were amazing.
Did anybody happen to catch any of the Maryland kick the crap out of Virginia Friday night?
No, that's huge though.
Yeah. All right, just checking.
I saw afterwards on my phone, like Google knows, like my Google news feeds, like anything about Maryland is in there. Like
All right, nice.
Yeah, I'm big on all the DeMatha guys. I saw the tail end of the Broncos and Commanders, and I was like, Chase Young, DeMatha. Yep.
And we got a shout out on Sunday Night Football this week.
Oh yeah, I did see that too. I forget that guy's name, but yeah, it's fun. But I didn't watch the Terps play, but the Colorado State game was just insane. Watching like The Rock show up on ESPN game day and stuff, and Lil Wayne came out with Coach Prime performing. I was just like, dude, this is WWE stuff. Like, it felt like that, but I'm like, also literally The Rock was there. Like, what is going on? For
Cobb, there was so many people there that at one point the referee called, there was a penalty on each team, so they offset. And then as soon as the referee's done with the call, they just pan over and they're like, just like the guy we just talked to. Because Offset was there, just chilling on the sidelines.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Dude, like, that, wow. Program's coming alive.
In the side, on the open, the announcer was like, the Colorado sideline looks like the BET Awards. Like, what? But Master P was there?
And all this is from Coach Prime?
Yeah, dude.
100%. Yeah.
Are they just nasty this year or what? I haven't really followed. I mean, I know he's coaching, but that's all I really know.
I mean, so they played TCU to start and beat them, which was kind of shocking as TCU was in the national title, but lost their quarterback, a bunch of players. Then they played Nebraska. Nebraska's been down a few years. So you're like, all right, Colorado State. So like, it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend against Oregon. But I mean, Colorado was a doormat. They were in the Pac-12 since 2011 and only had two winning seasons. Like, just also, off, they won one game last year, and then 70% of his roster is transfers. So like, wasn't sure if it was going to work. Yeah, but it's working. And the other thing too is like, it's not just little thing. It's not just that he's got good players and talent. Like, they're coached well. Like, they don't commit a ton of penalties. Like, it just like, he knows what he's doing.
Also, no disrespect, Primetime was huge in his day. I mean, massive athlete. Where has he been for the last like 10 years? I feel like I haven't heard about him until like the last year and a half.
Oh,
like, where has Deion Sanders been hiding out?
Well, he was on NFL Network for a while, like all over that, and then doing like pregame and postgame stuff. And then, right, I think he started coaching his kids in high school, and then he was down at, where was he?
Jackson State.
Jackson State University and HBCU. Went down there for a few years and then took the Colorado job. But just, I mean, the excitement around Colorado football is just unreal. Nobody, like, I have made a point to watch three of their games already this year. Like, I wow. never would have watched. The last time I remember appointment Colorado football was when they'd play Nebraska in a rivalry game on like the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's wow. And this is like CU, like the Buffs.
Yep. Correct.
Wow. All right. Prime time. Let's go.
It's so he's doing it. All right. Sorry, Matt. We're cutting you off. You're a Colorado fan.
Big time. Huge. Right. I'm going to watch. So our boy Carson, the lawyer, went to Colorado and then went to SC, or maybe I have that backwards, but he went to both schools. He's still rooting SC, but we're going to watch that game in 2 weeks together. It's already planned out. Breakfast burritos. I'm excited. I've just been having so much fun with all the Coach Prime stuff. Aside from the football slate this weekend, I realized I was getting old because I was so excited for a book to come out, like a fiction book. I was wrapped up in the universe. So I've talked about it on the cast before. Last time, the last book in the trilogy, I read in one day on like a Saturday or a Sunday.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's this author, Todd Goldberg. He lives here in the desert. He wrote an article for the LA Times about the anti-Semitic history of the Coachella Valley and you know where we've come from since then, but it was in the LA Times. I read it. And then it was like, at the kind of end of the article, is like, Todd Goldberg's a writer, author, professor at UC Riverside. He lives in Indio, and he's written books. His most recent one is called The Low Desert Gangster Stories. So that's the one that I read first, and it was a bunch of short stories that take place around here, around where I live. And they're all set in the quote-unquote Gangsterland universe, which so the Gangsterland trilogy, The Low Desert was like an offshoot of it. And I loved it so much that I went to the first Gangsterland, and then there was Gangster Nation. And so I had read three of these books before, and the finale to the trilogy just came out last week. It's called Gangsters Don't Die. And I was like, the only thing I get that excited about is like music, like a new album, like no movie or TV show I've been that hyped for. It's like sports and music. And then this damn book that's fictional, like all I've read in the last 15 years has been like nonfiction, trying to learn and be better and get smarter. And I somehow got wrapped up in this fictional literary universe. I mean,
nice.
I was amped to read Gangsters Don't Die. I was sick this weekend. You can probably hear my voice now. I've been talking for a little bit. So it was a great weekend to read that. It lived up to the hype. I love it. I highly recommend all four of those books. You can kind of jump in anywhere. But if you like to read, or even if you don't like to read, like I said, I don't like to read. I've not finished more books than I've finished. Like books that I've started, I don't finish most of them, I would say. It's a great book. They're all phenomenal. It's about this mobster who was a hitman in Chicago. A hit went wrong. He had to relocate to Las Vegas, get plastic surgery, and go undercover as a rabbi. And so this guy that's like killed who knows how many people in his day is now a bunch of Jewish people in Las Vegas spiritual advisor. And so there's like a lot of comedy to it, but it's very action packed, and it's got some, you know, really really good like life lessons. Like it's kind of deep, it gets you, but it's also like fast paced, really funny, and just like blends the whole human experience in there really well. So
that would be tough.
Yeah, right?
To be a rabbi, like I feel like the Jewish religion, like I feel like those people read the Torah much more than Catholics read the Bible.
it's really fun. One of his things was he would, you know, when he'd get in over his head and people would kind of ask him a question that he didn't know, he would just quote the Talmud. I don't know how to say that one. It's their other spiritual book that no one's read. Everybody's read the Torah. Nobody's read the Talmud. And a lot of times he would just be quoting Bruce Springsteen lyrics like it was the Talmud. Sorry if I got that pronunciation wrong. I learned a lot about the Jewish faith, but I don't know how to pronounce any of it because I read it all. So
that's fair.
Yeah, it's very interesting, very, very fun to read. And you do learn some stuff. But yeah,
highly recommend. Had the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah.
Really? I missed that. Was I reading the book during it? Was it this weekend? That'd be fair.
Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Yeah. So you were. There you go.
Dude, last week before Ghost, Tyler and I went and got Ethiopian food, and they're like, it's the Ethiopian New Year. Like, we're like, hey, look at us. We had no idea.
So. Yeah, Friday was Mexico's Independence Day, and then Saturday was Rosh Hashanah.
Nice. Okay, I celebrated.
Yeah, exactly. I celebrated Mexican Independence Day by watching college football.
It's a great way, dude.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. We were chatting about my experience on the elevator. We were chatting about getting old. For people who are looking to avoid that fate or prevent it, cop topic this week is what instantly ages someone? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. What instantly ages someone? Boys?
I mean, instantly, like,
or
I'm
like,
thinking,
you know, like, it. Not. I mean, like, what ages someone a lot in a short time?
it like conversation or like I was just thinking video game consoles. Like sometime I'll talk to somebody that I think is like my age and I'll talk about Nintendo or whatever. And they're talking and I'm like, oh, you're 10 years younger than I am.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That is brutal.
Yeah,
especially because you're like feeling excited to talk about it. And then you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, right. I'm like, this guy seems pretty cool. And then it's like, oh, I'm the old creep in this conversation at the bar.
Sega Saturn. Get out of here, dude. Right.
That happened to me today.
All that stuff, like music and then sports too, right? It's like, yeah. I mean, sometimes I hang out with Mike and I'm like, you remember his dad? And he'll be like, no. I'm like, yep. I watched his dad. Now his son plays in the NFL.
Dude, I will say music is coming back around. I was chatting with this random teen guy. We were like, he was using our electric Moke and I was using his, he had like one of those cool.
What's an electric Moke?
It's like a golf cart that we use for driving around town. It's kind of like a golf cart. You'll see when you come down. It's dope. But anyway, it's like a little car. But I was using his like little motorcycle thing and we were chatting and turns out he's going to underground punk shows in the sewers of Austin.
Jesus.
He's a photographer at underground punk shows in the sewers. And I was like, dude, the 90s are storming back.
I had one the other day where I was, I went on Hulu and they had a movie called The Good Son. And it's only a 7-year age gap between me and my girlfriend, which seems smaller and smaller the older I get. I guess a big age gap dating kind of ages somebody when they're like, yeah, we're 15 years apart. Like, all right, well, if that's not a thing, that's because, yeah, you're in your 60s. but it was called The Good Son. Did either of you guys see The Good Son?
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin and a young Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
So good. So I was amped. I was like, this is the first R-rated movie I ever saw. I saw it on HBO back in the day. And she's like, what is this? When did it come out? And I was like, 93. It says right there. She's like, the year I was born. I'm like, all right. Well, I have distinct memories of this movie. And then I saw it on HBO, but I wasn't supposed to be watching R-rated movies. It was very funny, like, to watch, because Macaulay Culkin, like, it had to have been either between Home Alones or right after Home Alone 2. So he looks like Kevin McAllister and he's a little troublemaker, but he like says the F word, he's smoking cigs, he's trying to kill people. Like, it's, yeah, it's a great movie. So if you have Hulu, I highly recommend The Good Son. That that was one of the many things that aged me. And then, yeah, when we were driving back from LA, like, I get aged all the time by her. Like, I don't sit around and age all these old people down here. I'm too busy feeling old because my girlfriend's like, how do you know all this stuff about these bands? I'm like, it was 95. Like, it was not that long ago. Like, you really like Matchbox 20, Matt. And all these, like, random little things musically that I'm just like, I remember too vividly, apparently. And I'm like, the 90s were a wild time. They were so different than today. It's crazy what's happened in the last 30 years.
Like, I would say slang, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I got to be careful sometimes because, like, I hear a phrase and I want to use it. Then I'm like, don't use it. You're going to sound like a dude in his 40s trying to use it.
Yeah. Bussin' ain't for us, bro.
Cobb, you get away with saying my guy. I can't pull off my guy.
Oh, like, I feel like I've used Barnes and I've used my guy since like our early 20s.
Well,
is that a new slang term?
It's having a moment. Like, I don't
guess it is. But like, right. Cobb said that as long as I know him. And here's the other reason you know you're old. It's like a few years ago, right? I was talking about Offset earlier. Like when Migos came out, like people started using bougie. And that was like a real ghetto term. Like we used it in PG and DC. But I'm just like, you people never heard of this term? And they're like, you can't say it. Like, fuck you. Like, you live in like the nicest little suburb, kid. Like, I can say it. I grew up saying it.
Yeah. From that French term, the bourgeoisie.
I mean, yeah, the term the woke bourgeois blows my mind these days, what it means now. Like that's been around for a while, but a lot of people saying it, I'm like, yeah, I think it's changed definitions now officially somewhere along the way.
Yeah, but I mean, that happened. But yeah, there's certain terms, like, I don't know. unless I'm saying it jokingly, like I don't say things hit different.
Flaps, dude.
Right? Yeah, I know. No cap. Calvin, you're right. Bussin, I cannot use. I want to use it. I've had it used on me once, and that's how I figured out what it actually kind of meant. And I was like, all right.
Ted, you come down here, dude. Lots of Texas co-eds. We'll get the Riz on. It'll be great.
I know. I mean, look, I only learned that one through, what's it, Little Gronk. I was like, she's Rizzing him up. I'm going to have to Google this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I was hoping we weren't going to be here next week because I was going to go to a Mariners game, but plans fell through. So we will be here next week.
All right. Sounds good.
The Mariners only have like one. They have like 1 week of homestand left. And I'm just like, man, I think I've only been to one game this year. I should go. And it turns out they're in a wild card and divisional race. So, yeah, like most people have already bought tickets. Like the last series, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sold out, which is dope. Good for T-Mobile and the Mariners. So, all right. If you're at the Husky game tonight or Saturday, look for me. I'll be around those lots. I'll be the guy walking with like four other dudes and 318 packs.
The lot lizard.
All right. For MCTV, for Cobb, Lee Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. We were chatting about my experience on the elevator. We were chatting about getting old. For people who are looking to avoid that fate or prevent it, cop topic this week is what instantly ages someone? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. What instantly ages someone? Boys?
I mean, instantly, like,
or
I'm
like,
thinking,
you know, like, it not, I mean, like, what ages someone a lot in a short time?
It, like, conversation, or like, I was just thinking video game consoles. Like, sometime I'll talk to somebody that I think is like my age, and I'll talk about Nintendo or whatever, and they're talking, and I'm like, oh, you're 10 years younger than I am.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That is brutal.
Yeah.
Especially because you're like feeling excited to talk about it, and then you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, right. I'm like, this guy seems pretty cool. And then it's like, oh, I'm the old creep in this conversation at the bar.
Sega Saturn. Get out of here, dude.
Happened to me today.
All that stuff, like music and then sports too, right? It's like, yeah. I mean, sometimes I hang out with Mike and I'm like, you remember his dad? And he'll be like, no. I'm like, yep, I watched his dad. Now his son plays in the NFL.
Dude, I will say music is coming back around. I was chatting with this random teen guy. We were like, he was using our electric Moke, and I was using his. He had like one of those cool.
What's an electric Moke?
It's like a golf cart that we use for driving around town. It's kind of like a golf cart. You'll see when you come down. It's dope. But anyway, it's like a little car. But I was using his like little motorcycle thing, and we were chatting, and turns out he's going to underground punk shows in the sewers of Austin.
Jesus.
He's a photographer at underground punk shows in the sewers. And I was like, dude, the 90s are storming back.
I had one the other day where I was, I went on Hulu and they had a movie called The Good Son. And it's only a 7-year age gap between me and my girlfriend, which seems smaller and smaller the older I get. I guess a big age gap dating kind of ages somebody when they're like, yeah, we're 15 years apart. Like, all right, well, if that's not a thing, that's because, yeah, you're in your 60s. but it was called The Good Son. Did either of you guys see The Good Son?
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin and a young Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
So good. So I was amped. I was like, this is the first R-rated movie I ever saw. I saw it on HBO back in the day. And she's like, what is this? When did it come out? And I was like, 93. It says right there. She's like, the year I was born. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I have distinct memories of this movie. And then I saw it on HBO, but I wasn't supposed to be watching R-rated movies. It was very funny, like, to watch, because Macaulay Culkin, like, it had to have been either between Home Alones or right after Home Alone 2. So he looks like Kevin McAllister, and he's a little troublemaker, but he like says the F word, he's smoking cigs, he's trying to kill people. Like, it's a great movie. So if you have Hulu, I highly recommend The Good Son. That was one of the many things that aged me. And then, yeah, when we were driving back from LA, like, I get aged all the time by her. Like, I don't sit around and age all these old people down here. I'm too busy feeling old because my girlfriend's like, how do you know all this stuff about these bands? I'm like, it was 95. Like, it was not that long ago. Like, you really like Matchbox 20, Matt. All these like random little things musically that I'm just like, I remember too vividly, apparently. And I'm like, the 90s were a wild time. They were so different than today. It's crazy what's happened in the last 30 years.
Like, I would say slang too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I got to be careful sometimes because, like, I'll hear a phrase and I want to use it. Then I'm like, don't use it. You're going to sound like a dude in his 40s trying to use it.
Yeah. Bussin' ain't for us, bro.
Cobb, you get away with saying my guy. I can't pull off my guy.
Oh, like, I feel like I've used Barnes and I've used my guy since like our early 20s.
Well,
is that a new slang term?
It's having a moment. Like, I don't
guess it is, but like, right. Cobb said that as long as I know him. And here's the other reason you know you're old. It's like a few years ago, right? I was talking about Offset earlier. Like when Migos came out, like people started using bougie, and that was like a real ghetto term. Like we used it in PG and DC, but I'm just like, you people never heard of this term? And they're like, you can't say it. Like, fuck you. Like, you live in like the nicest little suburb, kid. Like, I can say it. I grew up saying it.
Yeah. From that French term, the bourgeoisie.
I mean, yeah, the term the woke bourgeois. Blows my mind these days, what it means now. Like that's been around for a while, but a lot of people saying it, I'm like, yeah, I think it's changed definitions now officially somewhere along the way.
Yeah. But I mean, that happened. But yeah, there's certain terms like, I don't know, unless I'm saying it jokingly, like I don't say things hit different.
Flaps, dude.
Right. Yeah, I know. No cap. Calvin, you're right. Bussin, I cannot use. I want to use it. I've had it used on me once, and that's how I figured out what it actually kind of meant. And I was like, all right.
Ted, you come down here, dude. Lots of Texas co-eds. We'll get the Riz on. It'll be great.
I know. I mean, look, I only learned that one through, what's it, Little Gronk. I was like, she's rizzing him up. I'm going to have to Google this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I was hoping we weren't going to be here next week because I was going to go to a Mariners game, but plans fell through. So we will be here next week.
Right. Sounds good.
The Mariners only have like one. They have like 1 week of homestand left. And I'm just like, man, I think I've only been to one game this year. I should go. And it turns out they're in a wild card and divisional race. So, yeah, like most people have already bought tickets. Like the last series, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sold out, which is dope. Good for T-Mobile and the Mariners. So, all right. If you're at the Husky game tonight or Saturday, look for me. I'll be around those lots. I'll be the guy walking with like four other dudes and 318 packs.
The lot lizard.
All right. For MCTV, for Cobb, Lee Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.